Let's get out to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Put one on the grill this summer. Visit HRIGrilling.com for instructions. And there we find Don Cooper, the White Sox pitching coach. Coop, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm good, guys. We must have got cut off. I'm good. Everything's looking forward to the start of the game, tell you the truth.
Well, Jake Peavy on the bump, and Jake saying today in the paper that, hey, he's okay not being the opening day starter. He doesn't believe he's the ace of the staff, but he understands what his role is. And, you know, it's just good to see him pitching.
You know, that's, you just hit it on with the last statement. It's good to see him pitching. He's been throwing the ball consistently as well as we've seen him over a period of time. We've had a lot of starts and stops, so to speak, with him with some problems, physical problems, and we're hoping that he's finished with them. And we can run him out there on a regular basis and give us a chance to win. The other day in Texas, he gave us that chance.
And, Coop, when you sit down and talk to Jake, if you do, before that start in Texas in particular, he's clocking out around topping out at 94 miles an hour. That's not the old Jake Peavy. And yet he starts throwing breaking stuff, and he starts pitching, it's a different Jake Peavy. I know he doesn't want to hear that. He's been quoted as saying, you know, I'm not reinventing myself. I'm not that guy. And yet it seems like he did that. He adjusted during that game and gave you an opportunity to win that game. And, you know, I love the fact he's out there, and I guess I love the fact that maybe he's making himself a different pitcher because of the injuries and all.
Well, you know, listen, I just can't get off your first comment that he hit 94. 94 is enough, okay? That's plenty. The bottom line is that you've got to hit the glove with movement and change speeds, and that's, I don't care who you are. You've got to be able to do that stuff. And he certainly has the ability to do that. Like you said, he gave us a chance in the first one. We moved on today. And it's against Tiger, another big club. Texas is pretty good, dang good too now. And we got Tigers coming in here for three games, and we'd like to go out there and win the opener.
And you know, I think it was June 6th last year that John Danks got his first victory. And finally, you get some run support for him, and he gets a nice win in Cleveland. 10 runs, pretty good for any pitcher, and certainly it's nice to see it for Danks. He's had some hard luck with run support.
Well, you know, this is 10 runs is great. You're not kidding. You hit that. You know, 10 runs is great. And, you know, John has pitched a lot of really good ball games here while in Chicago. And didn't get anything but a no decision and or a loss to show for it sometimes. So we're not going to apologize for runs. He made him work, and we made him work as a club. So a win is a win, so to speak. But at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. And, you know, we have a decent road trip, 3-2 on the road. And we're here for our first homestand. So hopefully we can win this first series because they're obviously a division, big-time division rivals.
And you got to be happy with your guys in particular, Coop. Talking about John, he got in jams second and third or third and fourth inning the other day, and ground ball to short, ground ball to second. Let's get out of the inning and no or little damage done. The young guys in the bullpen obviously been doing great so far. And top to bottom, I'd say the pitching staff has acquitted itself very well, and that's why you come home with a winning record off the road.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not discounting anything you said, but the only thing I keep thinking to myself as you were speaking that is that we played five games. Five games.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a long haul to go. But I am sitting here believing that the pitching over the long haul is going to give us a chance to win games. You know, we'll piece it together. We got four rookies in the bullpen, and that's a challenge. We got Chris Sale going from reliever to starter. That's a challenge. And then just the challenge of going out there for everybody else, the full rest of the four starters. Each guy is in a different spot and playing to try to get to the next level. So, I mean, we've got our work cut out for us with individually and collectively, but I think we're going to give our team a chance to win because of the pitching is going to be solid.
Coop, the big story in baseball this week was Ozzie Guillen. You mentioned you guys have played five games. He managed five and then earns himself a five-game suspension. What was your take from afar of Ozzie's issues earlier in the week?
You know, well, listen, man, I've been following it, but I wouldn't say I'm following it really closely. The bottom line is this. I mean, obviously, you know, he made some comments that, you know, inflamed some people. But personally, I have a forgiving heart. You know, my heart forgives. So, you know, people make mistakes. You know, you don't judge and look past them, really, and forgive and move on. That's kind of where I'm at.
Coop, Tigers are in town this weekend. First road trip for them. They come in 5-1. That lineup, you know, it speaks for itself. I know you said it's only five games in, but how important is it to win this series and maybe make a statement that right from the get-go that you guys are in this thing and in it for the long haul?
Well, I kind of was saying this before. I mean, we'd like to win this series, every series. You know, that's the goal. And being that they're, you know, our rivals, they're highly touted. They've got a great lineup. They got some great starting pitching in their bullpen. You know, so we want to go out. But let me just backtrack here. You know, Texas, you know, is a really, really good team, too.
Absolutely.
And we were, you know, in all of those games, it wasn't like, oh, geez, we don't belong on the field with these guys. So, you know, that was encouraging. And, you know, we're looking to continue to build. You know, a lot of good things are happening here. You know, atmosphere is good. We're attending to the details, you know. And I don't know what that's going to amount to right away. But somewhere down the line, all of this stuff that's going on is going to pay off for us. And, you know, hopefully today we can go out and win the first game of the series. It is. It's an opener. Everybody's going to be excited. That's for sure. And but that then getting back to normal, we'd like to win the series, you know. And that's where it becomes, you know, it's the same. You know, every team you face, you want to win that series, regardless of who they're at. But there's a little bit more importance here because, hey, they're the Tigers and our division foes.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the Ozzie thing. When you say there's forgiveness in your heart, are you referring to the people down there forgiving him, or have you gotten beyond that?
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above. Now listen, I mean, move on. Yeah, people got to move on, you know?
Yep.
I mean, things happen, and, you know, it's just, again, there's forgiveness in my heart for people.
Fair enough. Curious about the bullpen, you know, we kept hearing that the White Sox had a lack of talent in the minor league system, and now you guys seem to have power arms all over the place in the bullpen. And we talked to Peter Gammons earlier in the show, and he said that he talked to Kenny during training camp, and Kenny told him that, you know, when you make a move like trading your closer, Sergio Santos, there's a reason you do it. You understand, you're able to identify the talent in your own system, and you understand there are options to replace a guy like that, and there's a reason you make the moves that you make. Is that what we're seeing here now with this influx of young power arms?
Well, that's going to be a continuing story, isn't it? You know, listen, at the end of the year, like I said, we got four rookies, and by the end of the year, we're going to be able to look and look around and say, hey, we can count on this guy. We can count. Who can we count on? You know, and that's you know, listen, the first year for anybody, I don't care what position you're playing, rookie year is full of ups and downs, and we're going to try to keep those downs to a minimum. But, you know, with Hector, with Jones, Stewart, Reed, I mean, these are good young arms, and we've got to build the foundation for them, and that's what we're in the process of doing.
When Jones was on the other day, you came out and talked to him, and AJ came out and you talked to him. And on the broadcast, they said that that AJ was calling change-ups in kind of crucial spots there, and that the speculation was you came out and said, hey, the kid's got a fastball. Let's go with that pitch. Don't call a change-up in that kind of a situation. Are those the sort of things that happen in the course of a game that most baseball fans can maybe figure out but are unaware of?
Well, that one ran away, I remember, was just more calming him down. It's his first major league outing. He walked the first two guys, wasn't real close, was doing some things mechanically that wasn't going to play. So we wanted to, you know, settle him down, remind him of his keys, you know, his keys to success. And it's really not about the fastball, curveball, slider change, because they're all good. He's got all his pitches are good, but he wasn't in a good position to throw any of them because he was excited and he had adrenaline flowing. And the moment was controlling him, and we were just trying to get back to him controlling the moment, which was each pitch. And that one worked out. You know, he's got a good arm, and we just need more and more consistency with him. And he's going to have a chance to have a good career. But, you know, we got the first one out of the way for him, so to speak, you know, because, again, a lot of adrenaline flowing. And it happens in everybody's first game in their career. So that's kind of the way I remember that one.
You still get butterflies on a home opener, Coop?
I don't have them as of yet, but I know during the game and the announcements and things like that, they come. You know, somebody said to me the other day, boy, your job is stressful. I don't know how to measure stress. I don't have a ruler. You know, all I know is that every day there's a kind of a knot in your stomach because you're trying to win a major league ball game, you know. And there's a lot of, listen, there's no feeling like winning a major league game. There really isn't. At the end of the day, all the work that you put in as a team, you know, has come to fruition. And, you know, so there's a great feeling when that happens. And when you lose, it sucks. And, you know, you want to come back quick to try to win that next one. So that's an everyday thing.
Hey, Coop, thanks a ton. Great talking to you. Good luck today.
See you.